Hello, it's another extract from me. I finally worked out how to get Audioboo to work on WordPress. So I thought rather than try and explain what had come before the bit that I recorded early on in the afternoon, I may as well just read just a little bit of it. So yes, here is an extract from the second part of Robert Willard's story. At this time of the morning, it was just him and the road below. The divisive river of bitumen, which ran between the rows of flats and the sprawling park on the other side. The road, his boundary, bloody sweetheart, the line in the sand which hemmed him in and kept him safe. He dared to look up to the corner, to the intersection, and to the shops on the other side of the road. Oksana was there, next to the signal box with the postmodernist meets urban graffiti artwork spray-painted on it. Standing alone, looking up at him. In the turgid pre-dawn light, her face tugged at his heart, pale and lost. A cigarette burned between the fingers of her left hand, the end glowing cherry red when she sucked on it, the colour of his favourite lipstick. The tiny bright point, the only thing moving on the street, travelled up the same arc, from beside her thigh, up over her flat stomach and swelling breasts to her mouth, like an IKEA test station for wear and tear. Long tendrils of hair, like washed-up seaweed, clung to his sweaty forehead, and he scraped them back with a shaky hand, feeling several types of desire crashing through him. Her lips cupped around the filter, sucking in slowly, the burning end flaring again, and his cock started to tingle. Watching her smoke always made him hard, any time, any place. The sight of the ring of her mouth closing around the tiny end too much for him. It was the real reason why he'd hammered her to give up. The only time he dared start an argument with her, even though he knew he'd never win. Thank Christ she didn't smoke in his mother's house, and had agreed not to smoke by the pool. But it wasn't the only desire troubling him, just the start. The other desire was overwhelming, burning like an incinerator within, taking all the scraps of disbelief, the trashy remains, and reducing them to a smouldering ash, clearing the way for him to go downstairs and cross the road. Closing his eyes, he imagined walking across the cool, hard boards of the apartment to the front door, unlocking the deadbolt and opening the door out onto the carpeted corridor. He'd take the stairs two at a time at breakneck speed, racing as he always did to beat her to the intersection when he saw her coming, wandering down the road, cigarette casually in hand, hips swinging side to side in the unconscious way which made every guy stop and stare at her. At the road, he'd look quickly in each direction and run against the traffic lights and take her in his arms. "I'm sorry," he'd say, and she'd smile, jam the cigarette into the corner of her mouth and use two hands to smooth his crazy hair down, drop the half-smoked durry on the concrete when she was satisfied with her efforts, grind it out with the toe of her boot and kiss him like there was no tomorrow, then laugh, warning him off when he wanted to smother her in his arms. No public displays of affection. It nearly overwhelmed him how believable the scenario played out inside his eyelids. So utterly believable, it nearly propelled him away from the window until he opened his eyes and saw the two lanes of bitumen bisecting his fantasy. The reality of the road hit harder than a car fender travelling 75 in a 50 zone. The flames of the inner incinerator snuffed out, gutting his bravado, and setting the trash fluttering and building within him until any thought of leaving the apartment was lost in the detritus of his own mental instability. Well, that's it. I suggest you now go and listen to the previous one, which is the one that comes afterwards, just to be confusing. See you later.